Harper Audio presents The Virgin's Secret by Victoria Alexander, performed by Xanthi Elbrick. Copyright 2009 by Cheryl Griffin. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. London, 1867. "We aren't supposed to be up here," Sterling Harrington said in the superior tone of an older brother, a tone Nathaniel had heard all too often in his 8 years. Even at age 11, Sterling already sounded like the Earl he would one day be, at least to his youngest sibling. "I dare say it won't be a problem if we don't get caught." Quinton Harrington pushed past Sterling, moved away from the stairs and farther into the attic. As Quinton carried the candle, his brothers weren't far behind. Quinton was 2 years younger than Sterling and a year older than Nathaniel. While Sterling was always the leader in any of the trio's escapades, Quinton was more often than not the brother who came up with the idea in the first place. Their governess, Miss Thompson, said Quinton had an adventurous soul, and even though it didn't sound like a compliment to Nathaniel, Quinton took it as such. Sterling, however, was the reasonable brother, as Miss Thompson often said in an approving manner, as befit the future Earl of Wildwood, she would add. Sterling was the one who took the blame when things went awry. He said it was his duty, although why anyone would want to take the blame made no sense to Nathaniel. It was another one of those things he assumed he'd probably understand when he was older. When Nathaniel had suggested they grow frogs in the bathtub on the third floor, Sterling claimed it was his idea when maids found a tub full of squirming tadpoles.